morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning, and welcome to our worship service. A few announcements before the children sing. We're following Divine Service Setting 1, beginning on page 151 today. And our hymns, especially for those listening on the radio, opening hymn 470, O Sons and Daughters of the King, the first four stanzas. Hymn of the day is 633, At the Lamb's High Feast We Sing. Distribution hymns, 540, Christ, the Word of God Incarnate, 596, All Christians Who Have Been Baptized, 465, Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds. We'll close with the last five stanzas of hymn 470. And in our prayers today, we're going to include the family of Haley Ninau. She's the niece of Carol Radel. We've been praying for her for 3 years, and she has passed. And also including Rick Greenseth, Lois Eckiger's son, who has cancer. So we'll add them to the printed prayers that you have in your bulletin. I want to give credit for the sermon helps for Pastor James Elmore. And then also during our service after the creed, we will have the rite of First Communion for a couple of our members, Ella and Carter. And they've not been confirmed, but they've been instructed and ready to receive communion, so they'll come up for a brief rite at that time. And so now let's listen to the children sing.
Thank you.
Thank you. That ties in nicely with the message we'll hear later. Let's sing the first four stanzas of 470 now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. We take time in silence for reflection on God's word and for self-examination. Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn to the insert to sing together the introit. Thank you. in peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise, that among many changes of this world our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The first reading for this fifth Sunday of Easter is from Acts chapter 8. An angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place." And he rose and went. And there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning, seated in his chariot. And he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and join this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." And the eunuch said to Philip, "About whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this, about himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?" And he commanded the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away. And the eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he passed through, he preached the gospel to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Sing together the gradual printed on the insert. The epistle is from 1 John chapter 4. "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world, so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated for our hymn of the day. From God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Please be seated. In today's world, it's easy to be isolated from one another. You can think about your own neighborhoods, you know, how many people you know, and, you know, beyond just the casual relationships that you might have, how connected are you to the people around you? How connected are we to the people around us? What do we know about one another? It just seems that as today, it's harder and harder to find true relationships and to have these true relationships. And when we live more isolated lives, we may miss some very special and even spiritual opportunities. You never know what can happen when you're open to being available to another person. And that's the idea behind our text, the first reading for today in Acts chapter 8. It always starts with God. It starts with God and his desire to make his work of reconciliation and restoration known to people. He has a heart for all people. In Acts 8:26, the Spirit of the Lord has a plan, and it includes Philip, who was one of those original seven deacons chosen to serve in the ministry of the early church. The Spirit prompts Philip to go catch up with the chariot in which the rider is reading scripture. And just being close to this person sparks a discussion that would lead to this man's salvation. That's where it happens, when we come alongside another person. It's always amazing how God works through his word and through people who are open to being used as his vessels. We never know as we leave our home how God may call us to get near another person so that he or she might experience and receive the gift of God's grace and mercy, even through us. Philip is directed by the Spirit to leave Samaria with its many people and go to a particular road going through a desert place, it says. Philip was being set to evangelize just one man, just one person, because God has a plan. Well, who is that one man? Well, it turns out he's a court official, the treasurer of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. He's a Gentile convert to Judaism. He's returning from Jerusalem, where he had gone to worship. And while riding back in his chariot, he's reading from Isaiah, the prophet. And Philip is told to go to the chariot and stay near it. It could mean join or stick close to it. Philip's response is to run to the chariot. Maybe he wants to catch up with it, but he's going to run to that chariot. He knows that God has something planned with this encounter. So he's ready. So Philip, he gets close. He hears the man reading. People would read out loud during those times. And the Ethiopians reading from Isaiah chapter 53. This prophet was around 700 years earlier, and by God's gracious design, he happened that he was reading this portion that was explicitly about the Messiah, you know, foretelling the Messiah. He says, Isaiah's, like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent. So he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth. Philip knows this reading. And he asks the man, do you understand what you're reading? Right? He's there engaging. The man shares with, you know, genuine humility, and he doesn't understand it. It's, you know, it's like he wonders how he'll ever know what it means unless somebody guides him. And the word used here is the same word that Jesus used when he said the Holy Spirit will guide us into the truth. So this man, he's seeking guidance to understand, what is this saying? And this is a rich passage, the one that is cited in our reading, this text from Isaiah. It's a prophecy that Jesus would be silent before his accusers. And part of Isaiah's whole message of Jesus as the suffering servant, the suffering Messiah. Philip explains to the Ethiopian in simple language that this passage is about Jesus and the good news of his death and resurrection. He's connecting it to what he knows. Jesus was the fulfillment of that person described in Isaiah. And Philip shares what had been shared with him. And what he had come to know personally about Jesus. And there's a link between what we see Philip doing and the power behind it, as our gospel and our epistle readings show. When we are connected to the source, the true vine, Christ, abiding in him and his word, we bear fruit. And the connection we have to Christ is made visible through demonstrations of Christian love and service that John notes in the epistle. Our love is evidence of God's person and character that is his unconditional love, which gives his son to suffer for our sins and reaches out to rescue sinners The love of Christ prompts us to come alongside others, others who need to know Jesus and what he's done for them. And so Christ reaches out to rescue sinners through us. So the Ethiopian came to understand from Philip how this prophecy in Isaiah was fulfilled in Christ. And as the Holy Spirit guided him into that truth, faith was created in his heart, right? That word is spoken. The Holy Spirit is generating faith, bringing this man to faith in Christ. And he was baptized. But God wasn't finished with the Ethiopian. There's more. There's more to come. The Ethiopian took with him the message that he had taken to heart, this message that made him a new creation. And he's rejoicing. This news about Jesus, the good news. And he would find others. He would tell them as he would come alongside them when he returned home. Tradition says that the gospel of Jesus Christ was brought to Africa through this one man. And God hasn't finished with Philip either. It's more for him. The Spirit of the Lord takes him many miles away to the town of Azotus, and more towns after that. And he would continue to evangelize by telling people about Jesus. God isn't finished with us either. We have been regenerated, made new with this good news of Jesus Christ for us. As God works in us, we too learn to express our love as we interact with other people and love one another and the people around us. God's love is active in us and through us as we're followers of Christ, as we abide in Christ in his word. The love of God was unexpected and undeserved when it came to us. So God's undeserved love prompts us in the power of the Holy Spirit to give the same unexpected love in Jesus' name to others who are also undeserving. The goal of God's love is people who learn to love in response to his love. Christ's love prompted him to come alongside people who needed to know and experience God's love for them. It happened when Jesus chose to come alongside people on his daily journeys. There are many people we may come alongside who need a guide to be pointed to Jesus, his death and resurrection for them, the good news. It happens when we come alongside people who are just going about their lives, just like the Ethiopian. There are many people who've had spiritual experiences. They have many questions. They're wondering, who can know? Who can understand? Unless somebody guides me. Many people have experienced times when false gods have let them down. They know that's not true. And God may call us to come alongside someone. God may prompt us to listen, to offer care, or say something that would point them to Jesus. We notice the Ethiopian was comfortable engaging with Philip in conversation. He invited Philip, come on up to his chariot. As we come alongside people, we're looking for the opportunity, recognizing God's prompting, right? We want to be there. We want to make sure people are comfortable engaging with us and inviting us to sit with them, to listen, to guide. After all, every one of us has experienced something similar to this story today. We've all had someone, maybe even many someones, who have taken the time to come alongside us to help us to know Jesus' dying love for us. There were things that we didn't know or fully understand. There were questions that we had that were unanswered. And the Holy Spirit prompted someone to come alongside of us. Jesus, as the true vine, knows what can happen as we stay connected to him. His life and love will flow and will produce fruit. Jesus was that lamb led to the slaughter and was sacrificed for us on our behalf. His life was surrendered so we could best possess life, real life, true, abundant, spiritual life in him. The day when the Ethiopian man came to faith and his eyes were opened to what Christ, the Messiah, had done for him, he went rejoicing. He was a new man. We're called to stay connected to the vine, to draw from it, so we too can share and guide. You know, we're connected when we stay in his word and when we receive his nourishment, his body and blood, as even Carter and Ella will receive for the first time today. The sap, you could say, from that vine, life-giving. So we're called to stay connected. So we share and guide. And well, how will God use us? How will God use you? How will God use me? And it happens through our various callings in life, our vocations, as we talk about them, as God has called us in many aspects. And God's love can flow through us as parents and grandparents, as students, as neighbors, as friends, as workers, spouses, church members, as we do our things, be listening to the promptings to come alongside. I mean, who knows how God will use you? It happens in the world out there, in the day-to-day life. You carry the Spirit with you as you are connected to the vine. And the Holy Spirit is always having someone come alongside with the good news, the saving news of Jesus. It all started because God came alongside us. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. I invite you to stand. Together we'll confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed on page 159. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, speaking to all of you, you too also are beloved in the Lord. These young people were born again as God's children and received into his church. As a further gift of his love for us, our Lord Jesus Christ has given his church the sacrament of the altar and invites his children to receive this sacrament in faith for the forgiveness of their sins. The Apostle Paul reminds us, let a person examine himself, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. And as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. These candidates have received instruction and have been examined by their pastor regarding their sin and their understanding of the sacrament of the altar. Ella and Carter, you are about to be admitted to the Lord's table. Holy Scripture describes the life of the church and every baptized Christian with these words. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. You are invited by our Lord to come regularly to hear his word and receive his sacrament. You will continue to be instructed and nurtured in the Christian faith and life. You are invited to confess your sins and to receive the comfort of holy absolution. All this will help you live as the child of God you have been made through holy baptism. In testimony of this faith and confession, I now ask you, do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, and in the Holy Spirit?
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe that Jesus Christ, true God and true man, is your Lord?
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe that you are a sinner?
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe that Jesus Christ died for you and shed his blood for you on the cross for the forgiveness of all your sins? Do you believe that in the Lord's Supper, he gives you his true body and blood for the forgiveness of all your sins and to strengthen your faith in him and your love toward others? Do you intend to continue to hear and receive the instruction of our Lord, confess your sins, and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully throughout your life? In case you can't hear the quiet voices, they're responding in the affirmative and with the help of God. So I therefore invite you, Ellen Carter, to the Lord's Supper to receive Christ's precious body and blood for the forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Parents and members of the congregation, the whole church shares with you the responsibility and concern for the ongoing and instruction and spiritual care of these young people. I now ask you, will you intercede for them in prayer and, as much as you are able, give them your counsel and aid that in communion with the church, they may grow up to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of Jesus Christ? If so, then answer, we will with the help of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, whose Son, Jesus Christ, loved the young and called them to himself, we ask you to bless these young people, strengthen them in the faith through the sacrament of Christ's body and blood, so that they may grow spiritually and bring forth the fruits of faith in a life of love toward others, to the praise and honor of your holy name through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. We rejoice with thankful hearts in your confession of faith. As you continue to hear the Lord's word and receive his holy supper, he began a good work in you. He will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Peace be with you. You may return, and we'll continue with the prayer of the church. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, your only Son came in the flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. Protect us from all false teaching and the spirit of the Antichrist, that we may always confess Christ to be our only true God and remain faithful to him. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you have grafted us into the vine of your Son. Prune us and cut off from us all sin and dead works, that we may always draw life from your Son and produce the fruits of faith and good works. Lord, in your mercy. Savior of all people, in the water of baptism, you welcome sinners into your kingdom and give them life. Grant that we would always honor and extol this gift and let nothing prevent people from it. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, give health and guidance to our president and all in authority, that they may serve honorably and in accord with your good order. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, you hear and answer your children in their hour of need. Give aid to Jeff, Dan, Ben, Lois, Joanne, Mark, Lewis, Rick, Arlene, Elijah, Marlis, Tim, Ruth, Lacey, Bernard, Linda, Mike, Marlene, Doris, Arlene, Michael, Carol, Mark, Alexis, Nancy, Ellis, Sarah, Kara, Marlis, Ernell, Ben, and the family of Haley Nienau. Grant that they would bear their crosses with faith, ever looking to you, and so fix their hearts where true joy is found. Lord, in your mercy. O God, you are love, and you always reveal your love through your Son. Grant that all who come to your feast of love may worthily eat of Christ's body and blood, so that whoever abides in this love forever abides in you, and you in him. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Father, you are gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Hear and answer our prayers for the sake of Jesus Christ, and your saints shall bless you. You live and reign with the Holy Spirit, ever one God, now and forever. Receive the blessing of our Lord, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. You may be seated as the offering is collected. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, and most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.